Welcome to The Big Why, a series from Montana Public Radio where we find out what we can discover together. I'm Nick Mott, guest hosting this week for Austin Amostoy. This is a show about listener-powered reporting. We'll answer questions, large or small, about anything under the big sky. By Montanans for Montana, this is The Big Why. Joining me today is reporter Ellis Julin.
Hey, Nick. I'm excited to be here. I'm bringing us a question from Bitterroot-based listener Marla Larson about abandoned oil and gas wells. Larson worked for the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation in the 90s, and she remembered something about the state's so-called orphan well program. She's retired now and recently saw news about federal funding to address orphan wells, which made her think back to her time at DNRC.
So I was curious, how long has the program been in effect? How many have already been done? I remember it as being a pretty small program. The other thing I was curious about is Montana unique in having an orphan well program?
Huh. Well, I'm excited to hear what you learned, but to start off, I need to understand what exactly is an orphan well?
That is a great question, and the state actually has an orphan well expert who can help explain it.
My name is Ben Jones, and I'm the administrator and petroleum engineer for the Board of Oil and Gas Conservation.
Jones acknowledges that orphan wells is a bit of a confusing term. I mean, I don't really think of inanimate objects like oil and gas wells having parents, but they do, kind of, in the form of a parent company. An oil company comes in, drills a hole, and a well is born. But wells have lifespans, so eventually they'll stop producing, or they'll no longer be financially viable, or sometimes the company in charge of the well goes bankrupt. And what gets left behind are these massive holes in the ground, sometimes thousands of feet deep. Despite orphan wells being all over Montana, Jones says that most people, even his own coworkers, ask him what they are all the time.
I remember presenting in front of the legislature and talking a little about orphan wells. And then afterward, you know, I'm talking with someone in a different division of DNRC. It's like, well, you're going to have to explain to me one day what an orphan well is.
All right. So orphan wells are these massive holes in the ground and the state's in charge of them?
Yeah, pretty much, Nick. In Montana, all management of orphan wells that are on state land, as opposed to federal land, which usually belongs to the Bureau of Land Management, goes through the Board of Oil and Gas. That's where Jones works, and it's part of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. A lot has changed since our listener was with the state, but this is where all things orphan well related happen today. And all states with orphan wells have similar boards or agencies that deal with this issue, so Montana's not unique in that, like Marla wanted to know.
So how many of these big, giant, abandoned holes in the ground actually are there in Montana?
So the Board of Oil and Gas has counted close to 1,000 wells across the state, and they've plugged about 600 of those. Jones told me the Board of Oil and Gas is in the process of plugging most of what it can on private and state land, but a lot of the wells that remain are on federal lands. So, like I said before, they're the responsibility of the BLM, not the state of Montana. But it is worth noting that these numbers are always in flux because other wells that are currently active could become orphaned over time.
It makes sense to me that big holes in the ground are certainly an eyesore, but why so much focus on getting orphan wells plugged?
Yeah, that's a great question. To answer that, I'm actually going to introduce you to another orphan well expert by the name of Curtis Shuck. He is a former oil and gas industry executive, and years ago when he was in the industry, a farmer was showing him around a field in northern Montana. They actually came across an orphan well, and he was struck by the sight and this rotten egg smell that was coming up from the hole in the ground.
I couldn't believe what I saw, and I was absolutely just appalled. And this is really a bad deal. Like, this is embarrassing.
That's totally wild. Can you tell me more about what these things are actually like and what their impact on the environment is?
Shuck told me that since orphan wells, like you said, are these giant holes in the ground, they can create flooding or sinkhole risks, they can contaminate groundwater, or they can also just make the land unusable for anything else. And especially in Montana, a lot of our orphan wells are on land that could otherwise be used for farming and ranching if it didn't have a giant hole just sitting out in the middle of the field. But there's also human health concerns. Orphan wells emit gases that can cause cancer, like hydrogen sulfide, or planet-warming gases, like methane.
Aye, aye, aye. So they're much more than just big holes in the ground. That's not great. And so when he came across that rotten egg smell in that big hole, I'm guessing Shuck wanted to do something about it.
Exactly. Today, Shuck is the founder of an organization called the Well Done Foundation, which is a punny name for his nonprofit dedicated to adopting orphan wells, like you'd adopt a dog from a shelter. After adoption, they take the well and plug it up. So in this sense, they're helping the state tackle this big problem. Back in the old days, he said,
it was kind of like everybody's dirty little secret, you know what I mean? And nobody wanted to talk about it. And then here comes this knucklehead from Montana, you know, like shining light on it.
They've adopted about 80 wells here in Montana and hundreds more across the country to get them plugged and keep those environmental impacts in check.
Got it. So what's that actual plugging process like?
It's very technical. Plugging a well involves filling the cavity with cement to prevent any liquid at the bottom from moving and then putting a cover on the top of the hole at the surface of the well. It could cost anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 per well, or more if they have to do a lot of restoration at the surface. And this whole shebang takes about 6 months to a year. So with hundreds of wells to deal with across the state, that's a lot of work, a lot of time, and a lot of money.
And like you said, the state's already plugged something like 600 of these things, and the Well Done Foundation another 80, so that's no small feat.
Totally. Shuck's foundation has to fundraise well by well, but for the state, the Board of Oil and Gas actually gets a set amount from the legislature to use to plug wells. They get $650,000 every 2 years, which comes from oil and gas bonds. And what's more, Shuck told me orphan wells are kind of having a moment.
What do you mean by that?
Well, more people than ever, like our listener Marla heard about, are thinking and talking about orphan wells, both in and out of policy circles. As an example, Montana actually recently received $25 million explicitly to address orphan wells as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. And the state's in the process of spending that big heap of cash on contracts for plugging 240 wells this very moment. As that happens, I'm hoping to get out and see a well-plugging project in action next. So stay tuned for that.
Well, I'm excited to learn more about that process. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us, Alice.
Anytime. Thanks, Nick.
Now we want to know what makes you curious about Montana. This show is all about answering your questions, so send them to us at bigy.org. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and help others find the show by sharing it and leaving us a review. Let's see what we can discover together.